Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, little Melissa.
Hey, guys. Oh, hello, little Phoebe.
Hello. Guys, we've had a bit of a dilemma today. We actually were heading into the studio to record with a very exciting guest.
I know, it would have been really good.
So fun, but we are going to do that episode. But the tube strike, I mean, it's been a shit show.
Got the better
forever.
Of us, didn't it? It really was just really bad.
I left the house at 7:15 and stood in the rain waiting for a bus. That six buses passed me and wouldn't let me on. I was like, this is awful. Then I started trying to walk and I was like, I must see a black cab.
In the rain.
No taxis. And then I scheduled a taxi to take me, cancelled 5 minutes before. I was like, right, well, I've got my whole day's
yeah.
cancelled.
So we were both meant to go for a facial and then we had some other work bits to do and we were going to do some
work
stuff together.
I'm not sure the facials
yeah,
are powerful.
I had to, no, I had to take pictures of you.
No, yeah, facial. But not the facials, not other work. That's not work.
No, but we had other work bits to do other than the podcast
oh,
and the podcast.
Oh, right, got it. Also,
we were meant to do like a lot of like stuff this afternoon and we were going to vlog for you guys. It's all been cancelled.
Also, we just wanted to touch on, obviously, everything that's going on in the world right now. And,
yeah.
you know, it's just devastating. And, you know, we're going to leave some resources for you guys. We hope that you'll donate or do everything you can to help everything going on in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to leave some resources for you guys. And our thoughts and prayers are with everybody.
Yeah.
Hopefully this will be a little light-hearted relief from everything going on in the news today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We indeed. Do have some, like, topical stuff that we wanted to talk to
I
you
really
about.
Need to watch this video.
I actually feel this is going to be really interesting for you, Melissa, because you've not watched any of it, so I'm actually... So firstly, I have to talk about the Call Me Daddy podcast interview with Julia Fox. You've not watched that. She's, like... Kanye's ex-girlfriend and she
right.
is no sorry I know some people might love her but I think
what does she do who is she
was a dominatrix and like so vacant and like she's like yeah like and like sorry to be I'm being really outspoken but she like tried
You're passionate about this
she tried
tell.
Heroin like back in the day fair enough whatever you've moved on but then she's like yeah I'm like smoking weed like I'm high before this podcast she's like yeah
no.
like and she talks
encouraging
about
terrible behavior
she talks about like the dominatrix industry which is really fascinating but she talks
what
about
is
it
the
as
dominatrix
though,
industry
so it's basically
it?
About men it who get turned on who pay for women to like
pain.
Slap them about and whatever
right.
they can't ever have the pussy quote unquote like they can't ever
okay.
like they can like try and get close to it she can sit on their face and they can't have the pussy quote unquote you know some people
okay.
no this is a really complex topic of conversation but apparently there's like a TikTok going around like a meme where she basically thinks she's like Yee's muse and like I'm like babe no he's literally tried to morph you into Kim Kardashian he's obsessed with Kim and she basically said she was like the director of Uncut Gems which obviously made her famous she was like yeah it was like his muse too I'm like no and no you're not but yeah
what the hell is Uncut Gems?
A movie. She's basically riding, I mean, she's in everything now. She's probably living her dream. And at one point, she's like, I don't feel girly for this because, like, I fucking worked hard to be here. Like, you know, like, whatever. I'm probably going to get so much
God,
hate.
This is just a whole another hole of, like, information and stuff I just didn't even know existed. I need to go and watch this interview after this.
Fascinated.
I am fascinated.
Do you know what? I actually kind of rated her because I was like, fair enough, she likes Kim's photos. Like, she doesn't really give a fuck. And then the podcast was so disappointing. So I was like, you're so boring. Like, she didn't give me anything. She wasn't interesting.
But you know what? She's a bit weird and wonderful, like, so is Kanye. So they were probably quite a good couple by the sounds
I thought she was quite boring. She wasn't weird. I was expecting her to, like, be give me something, but she was just basically like,
but she sounds like she was stoned.
Just wanted to be fucking famous. That's all she wants, by the sound of it.
God, Sophie really doesn't like this girl.
No, I really didn't.
She's personally done something to you. Oh my God.
And then also Kim did a Vogue tour of her house, and I mean,
desperate to watch it. Desperate.
So I just love, like, it's so
is the bad. House amazing.
The doors are honestly the tallest doors in the whole entire world. It's I need to go so watch it. Minimalist. Like, it's I like would a love system, that. But is it
the same house? Is it the Bel Air house or something? Bel Air house. It's the same one that she had in the Kardashians.
Yeah, the same one, like, with nothing in it. Kanye's like designed it all, but it is smoking hot.
Done. I would kill for a house like that.
And then Tom Holland and Zendaya in their matching outfits. I just love them.
I've started Euphoria.
Have you? See, I'm nervous to watch it because all my friends are like, just be careful, like, that Sydney Sweeney's
very dark
put everyone's body to shame. And I was like, I don't know if I want to watch Albert Jamie next to me. Nah, not for you.
No.
Apparently, like, every boyfriend, everyone's like, if you look at Sydney Sweeney, every boyfriend's followed her. And I'm like, perfect.
She's not even, like, the main character. It's Zendaya.
Zendaya's a smoke show.
And it's, like, weird. Like, she doesn't say a huge amount in it. Really like her.
Or Zendaya.
Her name's Rue, the actress Zendaya, and in it her name's Rue, but, like, she's like a very troubled, like, going through, like, I'm only on season one, I'm only like a couple episodes in. Every episode is like an hour long, so you're in for a right treat. Like, it's a movie every episode.
I'm not gonna get Jamie's attention for that long. I'll have to watch it on my own.
You have to really follow it as well. Like, it's not something that you can just have on and, like, semi enjoy. You have to really concentrate. There's a lot that, like, is taught, like, goes on, and, like, the storylines, like, it switches tenses a lot, so it's like suddenly throws back to the, and then explains the story of how it got to this point, and it's, like, quite confusing, so you have to concentrate.
Okay, yeah,
but it's really good.
I'm a double screener, so that might not be. Oh really?
Yeah,
I don't think it's very much so. Sydney Sweeney's boobs yet, or have you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, that's so impressive. That's her body.
They're just really big.
Oh, is that it? I think yeah, but they're like honestly just big, huge, fucking huge, great. Tits.
They are colossal,
stunning,
colossal,
stunning. But yeah,
and also like the makeup's like really like weird and wonderful. That this one girl wears, she has like loads of like face gems all around her eyes, and it's like really cool.
I sometimes get a bit weirded out by like programs that are a bit druggy.
I know, it's like it's kind of like a fairy tale, and no, it does make you feel a bit like freaked out almost.
Yeah, like,
it's very extremist, like this every situation. It's like very sexual and like, but like weird sexual. And
I don't think I like it.
It's trying to show like what like we go through in this day and age with like social media and like pressure of school and like boys and like men and like things and like drugs. But it's like to the extreme, like every situation. It's like
no,
very...
it's not for me. I like really fairy tale things. I don't like anything that shows me how bleak life is. And sorry to say that, everyone.
It's not that realistic, like with how extreme every single person in this friendship group is.
My worst type of movie is Trainwreck. Like, and that's what I picture.
Seen
like
it.
When he does heroin. Like, I can't watch programs where people smash drugs and like you see it through their eyes. Like, it gives me such a bad nervous feeling that good. It makes me feel so dark. I'm like, ah,
you
off.
Know
I like watching Real Housewives and Desperate Housewives and
so do I, but like this is like I'm enjoying it because it's something deeper that I'm really having to concentrate on rather than it just be like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm quite invested.
I
think that you should give it a go, but you have to stick with it because after the first episode I was like, oof, I feel really freaked out, and Toby was like, we need to just have a break from it because it was so intense and it like really like impacts you and like not makes you feel a bit like I get really impacted and I felt a bit down after watching
That's what I mean. It's bleak. It doesn't put me in a good mood. So I'm like, nah, scrap that. No.
But then I pushed through and it was okay.
No. So just, I can already, like, if I, sometimes things like that can really make me feel sad.
It might make you feel sad.
I'll give it a go and let you guys know.
But it is good.
I'm pretty sure everyone listening to this probably watched it, because I swear I'm like literally the only person who has watched it.
We'll put a poll on, should Sophie start Euphoria?
Another thing that I feel like I've really missed out on is Killing Eve. I never watched that either.
I started to watch it, and then I stopped, and I can't remember why.
And Fleabag, everyone tells me. I mean, I knew that's a real...
never heard of that
an oldie, but a goldie. Well, it's not that old, but anyway. Also, happy show Tuesday. Woo! Have you eaten pancakes
today? Oh, yeah. I haven't, but I'm going to have some later for dinner with Toby.
Are you? We're not doing it.
Because,
well, Jamie's going out tonight. I feel a bit lonesome, like, eating pancakes on my own. I also had them on Sunday. And, like, I'm not a massive pan... Those ricotta pancakes from Granger Co. were the...
That
was the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Oh, I did a full pancake day on Saturday. I had a savoury pancake. We all had a savoury pancake. So Jack and Hermione, Toby, so we all each had our own savoury pancake, but it's like a crepe, right? That's like huge, mild Dutch. This huge, it's almost like a pizza.
I've always wanted to go to mild Dutch.
Massive, massive big crepe. And it had like, it was kind of like a fajita, but in a crepe. Delicious.
Stunning.
Red pepper, cheese, ham, chicken.
Oh my God, yum.
It was really, really yum. And then for dessert, we did like Dutch pancakes, like the thicker, shorter ones.
With syrup.
Stack with maple syrup and bacon.
Fuck, that is absolutely...
It was killer.
Delightful. Really, really nice. Heart attack city, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I've done my pancake day, but we are going to have them again today.
What are you going to have savory ones and sweet tonight?
No, I think I'm just going to do the sweet.
Do you like... The only pancakes don't like a lemon and sugar?
Oh, no. Don't talk to me. Lemon and sugar in a crepe, in a homemade crepe when it's still
my
warm.
My worst. No. The lemon. No, my last thing ever.
Really?
My favourite type of pancakes is bacon, sweet and savoury, like bacon and...
Bacon and maple syrup.
Yeah.
Also, just give me a bit of Nutella
and
strawberries.
I love, like, a French one with a sausage in. You know, at the French markets at school. Did you ever go there?
No.
I used to always... Everyone would, like, get the Nutella ones at school, or, like, on school trips, like, Normandy. And I would queue up and get a sausage, and everyone would make fun of me, and I got quite embarrassed. And then
I'm finding that hilarious.
I've always been like a lover of the meat, but I'm a vegan. So, well, a pesky. Melissa finds it so funny, but it's really...
She
not.
Secretly loves the meat, but she resists.
No, I crave it. I do really crave it. I really do. But
it's weird, isn't it?
It's really weird.
I've gone veggie in the week and I don't miss it at all, but I guess that's because I allow myself to just have it if I want it on the weekend.
Yeah.
So I never actually crave it now. I'm actually like, I don't actually want it in the week. It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is funny how that happens. Your body just gets used to like not having it. Also, we haven't mentioned that we're not drinking wine, obviously, because we're meant to be in the studio. And yeah, it's just water today, by the way, guys. Sorry about that.
We we need to have like 3 wines to make up for it next week.
I know, we will
actually, because we'll have that little guest on. Okay, also, guys, we had some great responses from last week about situationships.
Oh, yeah,
I'll read the first one out. I think there needs to be clear boundaries in a situationship. If you or the other person isn't looking for it to go any further, then that needs to be very clear.
Agreed.
I personally feel like a situationship for a time is helpful in learning enough about someone so you can decide if you are ready to put labels on it and commit. It slows things down, as I find some people are so quick to move on from dating to being in a relationship. But many people use the situationships to have their cake and eat it too. Yeah.
Very true.
They aren't ready to address their traumas that are causing commitment issues, but they want all the perks of having someone there. If you're in a situationship that feels more like a secret relationship, that's a red flag. I agree.
It is true. It is true.
Yeah, it's so
like,
true.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people I know go through like dating things like that, and they're like, oh, but he does this and this and this, and I'm like, okay, but...
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, but if he's not showing you off, and it's a bit like going back to when the boyfriend doesn't ever show you on the social media, it's a bit like, no, red flag.
That is a big old thing, the social media thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very true. Right, should we move on to some dilemmas then?
Yeah.
When do you delete the dating app? Hey girls, obsessed with the pod and you both, waiting for a new app every week. Please keep it on. My boyfriend of 3 weeks, been seeing each other for 4 months before, just told me he has Tinder still on his phone but has paused his account. I don't know what to think of this, as he was the one who asked me out first and seemed more into it than I was. I deleted my account and the app probably a month in. I know everyone's different, but I don't understand why he would still have the app on his phone. I can't think of any reason. Surely he can make an account again if we break up. Also, that day I told him I loved him and he replied he's falling for me but not there yet. I'm totally fine with his response, as I didn't say it wanting the same response back. I just couldn't keep it to myself anymore. Am I being too sensitive / insecure here? Would love your opinion. Don't really know what to do if I need to do anything, lol. Thanks, girls. P.S. I told him I loved him before I found out about the Tinder still being on his phone. Haha.
I don't think you're being insensitive. I'd be really bummed out if a boy said that. But
the dating app thing, like, yeah, why can't you just delete it and re-add it? That's weird that it's just paused. Because, like, it's not hard to delete Tinder and re-add it. Or any dating app, is it?
But to be fair, I was on, like, that Raya thing, which I never use, FYI, kids. But I was on that for, like, honestly 2 years after mine and Jamie's relationship, and I had no idea.
Didn't realise.
I just deleted... Well, I actually deleted
If you delete it, your profile would stay there, I think.
It stays, and everyone, like, used to message me, like, you know your girlfriend's still on this. I was like, I don't know how to delete it, but...
Yeah, because you'd have to re-download it, log in, then...
I was like, oh, no, can't remember my password. Yeah, can't be bothered. Yeah. I'm probably still on there, lol.
So I feel...
Like, is that big a deal? I'm not sure. It's probably his response to it, I think, is more of a weirdo. I think it's more with that. He's like, oh, I paused it. Like, I think that's weirder. Do you know what I mean? Rather than just being like, oh, sorry, I didn't even know.
Yeah,
was
like,
oh, I haven't even been on it since we've been dating.
Him saying, I've paused it, it's kind of like, I've temporarily, like, paused the app. Because like, this is going well, but, like,
you know,
it's not going to last long, so I'm just going to unpause it when, what? That's just a bizarre response. Also, just why would you not say what you want someone to hear and be like, oh, shit, I have paused it, but I'm going to delete it now. As you mentioned that, I completely forgot I had it on my phone.
Yeah, it's just so weird. Just, like, I would just be like, if he's still got it, surely you'd just be like, I don't know why it's still on my phone. Sorry, I haven't even looked at it. It's not even crossed my mind. It's just odd. And then, why? I don't know. Well, obviously, brutally honestly, he's obviously falling but isn't in love with you yet, which, you know, maybe that is just the truth. And maybe he, you know, you have said it quite soon.
But it's, like, awkward because she said, like, oh, I'm in love with you. And he goes, I'm falling for you. And she's like, yeah, I'm fine with that response. But now I found the Tinder thing on his phone. It's kind of like, what?
Yeah,
this
I know.
Well,
I know. Yeah, because that's just naturally, you're obviously going to feel insecure. You're going to double think. You're going to overthink and think, oh, maybe. But I think that you've probably got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Here and just think,
I don't think it's that big of a deal. And hopefully it is. Hopefully he will. But what I don't get is why not after that conversation was he like, oh shit, yeah, I need to delete it, rather than no, I've paused it. Like, standing his ground with the fact that he's paused it and he's going to keep the app. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would just keep an eye on it, but I really wouldn't overthink it. I would just try
don't make any rash decisions at this
point. And don't like scare him away by being like, oh, I'm really insecure, because obviously like, we're all human, and you know, I totally get it. I would probably feel insecure myself, but have a word with yourself and just give it some time, and hopefully he'll say I love you soon.
Yeah, so I had them on my phone for a really long time, and as you said, they were all ports, and I kind of forgot that I had them. And I think that I deleted them. Oh no, I think I might still have one on my phone. No, I don't. Okay, I remember I paused that Raya one ages ago. And
I didn't pause it. What is that?
Didn't delete it. So I just, because with Raya, right, you have to, like, be accepted into it or something. So once you delete it, it's gone. And because I was like, oh, I don't like this, and I paused it, I was like, oh, if I ever want to go back on it or turn it on, I just can. But then I forgot that I had it on my phone. But, like, I know that Toby had a dating app on his phone. And I think he said to me, like, oh, remove the dating app. I think he, like, made a joke about it. This is before that.
Did
we were
he?
Boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah. And it wasn't, like, a big conversation. I wouldn't have cared if I saw it still on his phone. But, like, if we were boyfriend, if it was at this point and we're, you know, fully boyfriend and girlfriend, and we've been dating each other for like 4 months or something, I know I saw it in his phone, and I'd be like, oh, can you please get rid of that now? Like, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Don't do that on your phone. Like, I would just speak up.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you saw something like that on Toby's phone, you'd be a bit like, that's weird, can you delete it?
I'd be like, yeah, can you get rid of that, please?
Yeah, same. I would say something. I'd just be like, oh, that's
odd.
Oh
my God, no, I actually think he might still have it on his phone. Guys, I'm going to steal his phone tonight and go through it.
Yeah, just say, my friend saw you on Tinder and be like, can you get rid, please? That's so embarrassing. Oh, God. I mean, guys, what do you think? Should we do a poll? When, like, how do you go about these things? Obviously, like,
I think they're boyfriend, girlfriend, so she's got the right to be like, fucking delete that. They're not just dating anymore. They're boyfriend,
girlfriend. No, I agree. But, like, how people do meet each other via online dating apps now. So, like, what is the minute? How long is it acceptable for them to still be on it? I guess it's...
But you know what it is? It's the equivalent of someone being boyfriend and girlfriend and still going out with, like, an I'm single banner above their head. Having the app. So it's kind of like you 100% should delete it. Especially if you've had a conversation about it and you're like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I will delete it. Rather than being like, oh, it's paused.
Yeah, fuck that. No.
No. We're not on an in-between stage here.
Yeah, we're committed. That's the thing. It's almost suggesting that he's not committed to you and that he's sort of seeing what else is out there.
Exactly. I don't like that at all.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So our second dilemma, toxic friends and how to make new ones / how to distance yourself. My friends and I have been close for so many years. I went through a really bad time around last year with my emotional health. Long story short, I found out they were talking about me behind my back, about things related to how I was at that time. I confronted them and one of them became very defensive about me addressing it. Things were said to me about how hard it is to be my friend and redirected everything onto me. Fast forward to now and I've made the decision to forgive but not forget. I'm finding it really hard to move on. I'm constantly being expected to open up to them when they have betrayed my trust in the past. This is not the first time. Along with that, there has been a few things that others have pointed out that they feel make the friendship toxic. Since the incidents, I really feel unable to be myself. I'll often catch them pulling faces at each other if I'm talking. I confided in one of my other close friends and she feels that I should cut the friendship. I'm just really unsure of what to do. Please keep it honest. P.S. I love the podcast so much. I'm so sorry you're going through that. That's so shit. Mm. But I think you need to distance yourself.
I think so too. It's and really hard to come back from things like that with a friendship, I think.
Yeah, particularly when it's like, and also you're probably, the fact that you're thinking, you know, they may well be pulling faces behind your back, which is horrible in itself and that deserves for you not to be with them. But even so, you could actually just being insecure and thinking they are because of past situations. But even so, it just shows that, like, maybe that friendship's done. Sometimes you just can't recover from friendships and... I don't think they're obviously making you feel anxious and you need to protect
yourself. It's not
your
positive.
Health.
The fact that you're like, you shouldn't have to worry and like think this much about a friendship. It should be like a non-stop, like, cool up, make you feel better about something when you're feeling shit or insecure.
Totally.
Or, this is the complete opposite of what a friendship should do.
Like, Melissa and I call each other up and we're like, I'm in a shit mood today, help me. And then we, like, saw each other out. I wouldn't, if I felt like I couldn't tell you how I was feeling, even if I was in the worst mood or being erratic or whatever, then that's not what a friendship is.
No, it's so true. Yeah, I think this is toxic and it's the universe's way of telling you that you need to move these people out. You do, a friendship is two ways, right? Like you message people and you ask to meet up or you call your friends or you see them at work or wherever. I don't think there's any reason to like have a formal conversation about we're not going to be friends anymore or, you know, anything or a fallout. I think if you do see them at work, I don't know where you see these friends or if you're at school or whatever, but always be polite, but then I just don't make an effort to go out of your way to see them and like make plans with them because that's just bringing them closer into your life. And I would just slowly phase them out. Do you know what I mean?
I've actually been there with friends who are, you know, I've not had the same situation, but there are people who sometimes
you've decided
are
you don't
draining
want them in
like just you're maybe like they're not actually a positive person
positive
in my life.
In your life.
And you just
yeah.
have to phase them out. Like there's, you know, they've probably not done anything intentionally, I would hope, but if they're not giving you, you're not gaining anything from being friends with them, then just don't respond, you know, don't offer to meet up with them. If they do text you, maybe, you know, give a one word reply, like really nice with a smiley face at the end, but don't engage in conversation.
Yeah. Next dilemma. Please keep anonymous. Love the podcast so much. Thank you. Love you too. Do you need experience to have had a few relationships before you meet the one? Okay. Hi, guys. I'm 24 years old and I'm a trans woman. When it comes to relationships and dating and relationships, I've never been in one or ever been on a date. I've always tried since I was a teenager to find someone, whether it's on apps or offline in person, but I've never had any luck and it's always been due to being trans and guys not being accepting of that. Something I've always been worried and anxious about is the lack of experience and learning with relationships. For example, if you've had a few relationships before you met the one, there's things you learn about dating and relationships and, of course, yourself. It's very true. Heading into my mid-20s this year, that lack of knowledge and experience will only make any future relationship I'm lucky to have more hard to navigate and experience, as I worry if I'll be good enough or know what to do. In brackets, I know it sounds daft and stupid. No, it doesn't. I think this is valid.
No.
I also hate when I talk to guys when they ask, when was my last relationship, as I've always have to say I've never been in one. So my question is, do you think having in your life several relationships is important before you meet the one? Or do you think it's not necessary and not a big deal? And do you think whether for women or men, it will put you off if you spoke to someone and they said they hadn't been in a relationship before? Thank you, lots of love.
I absolutely don't think it does.
I don't think it would bother me at all.
I don't think it would bother me one bit.
But, like, I would have the same feeling as you. I 100% get why you're feeling like that. But if I was dating somebody and they were, like, early 20s and mid-20s, I would just be like, sweet. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter. I think if you are a commitment phobe and you're like, I don't want to get into a relationship, and then you're like, I've also never had a relationship, I'd probably be a bit like, oh, but that doesn't sound like what you are at all. You want to have a relationship and experience it, and you're just not found the one, and you might find the one, and you might, you know, my dad's ex-girlfriend first went out with someone at 30, I think she told me, and she's sweet, you know, didn't faze her.
I also think I know this is bad, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of a fib and a white lie, so you can always just be like, you know what, I've dated, and you know, I just haven't really found anyone that I've wanted to have a relationship with, but I am kind of ready now. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And then as you get to know each other,
dating can really mean anything.
Yeah, just be blasé about it. If you do feel like on the first date you're feeling a bit self-conscious to say that.
I also feel like, how many times have people said that? Oh, you know what? I've just dated. I've never actually had a long-term relationship before. I feel like so many people have like said that
it's
to me.
It's so normal. And loads of people haven't had a long-term relationship before. Like, you really, you're not a minority at all. I think it's literally 50-50.
Uh-huh.
There are people who are 40, 50, 60 who have just dated and, you know, they're perfectly happy. It's all subjective and all individual and everyone roll with the punches.
Everyone's got
different paths
100%.
In life.
But I will
blueprint for anyone.
No, exactly. And I will touch on, I do have sympathy for you in the respect that it is probably not as easy if you haven't been in relationships, and also you're trans. So you're like, you're kind of, I guess, trying to navigate two different things with dating. So like, obviously we understand that maybe it's not as just simple as like telling.
Yeah, it's not as that, right.
Yeah. But I don't think that it matters at all. As long as, like, you're confident in yourself. You know what? There's nothing wrong with just going out and dating guys that you probably don't even like and just getting some experience. Like,
exactly.
Just doing it.
Just go get wined and dined.
Yeah. Don't go out being like, right, okay, I need to have a formal conversation about the fact that I've never been in a relationship before and whatever. Like, just go out and have fun. A lot of people won't even ask that question, I feel like. Do you not think?
Yeah. And if they do, they're probably not interested. It's just like, you know, the sort of small chat that you have. So when was your last relationship? Right. Mm-hmm. They're not really
it's
thinking
such
about
a
that.
Small
they're just
talk first.
They're
date
just
kind
thinking about, you know, what they actually just fancy or not. Like, and ask yourself the question, would you care if you fancy someone and they hadn't had a long term relationship? I doubt you would. So remind yourself of that and go get them, Tiger. Okay, Last dilemma.
Oh God, this looks really good. This looks really, really good.
Not being invited to a wedding. Hi, Sophie and Melissa, loving the podcast. I find it very soothing and uplifting at work. Stunning. Stunning. I have a giggle to myself. Stunning. I have a dilemma I'd love your opinion on. My partner and I have been together for 4 years and live together. My boyfriend has recently been invited last minute to his old flatmate's wedding in London, and it turns out I wasn't included in the invite. Oh. We are from Edinburgh. I should note that I haven't met the couple, but I still feel hurt by this a lot, as a lot of our joint friendship will also be there and they are very aware of me. I understand that they are probably watching numbers and considering myself and my partner would invite both of them to our wedding, and we are in a long-term serious relationship. You would think they would give my boyfriend a plus one. Am I right to feel upset about this, or do you think I should just let it go? I know I'm probably going to go for the top, but it's hard to not feel hurt by it. To be honest, it's upsetting me more that my boyfriend wants to go without me. I'm really sorry, but I think you're being silly.
I think you're being silly because you've never even met them.
You've never met them. I'm really sorry.
But I've never even met them. But I do get, I would be bummed out.
I would be so bummed out. But you firstly cannot be annoyed at your boyfriend to his mate's wedding when you're not invited. Like, even if one of our close friends invited Jamie, I wouldn't expect him not to go because I'm not. Like, that's just petty.
Yeah.
But secondly, I do get why you've got FOMO. You want to be there. Like, you know, it's never not nice to not be invited to something.
It's not.
They've never met you. If I haven't met someone, they're not coming to my wedding. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're not coming.
No. It's so true. Fair enough. If you'd met them like 5 times, which is a small amount of times, and you felt like you got on really well and it was like lovely dinner parties, then there would be like, okay, right, now if you're not inviting me, that's weird. I know we don't know each other that well, but like, I've been with him for 4 years and we have spent time together. That would just be the polite thing to do, but you've never met them, so I'm
sorry, that was so savage, but at least now you know that you can shake it away, you know,
tough love sometimes.
Also, by the way, I do get why you're upset, but you need to remind yourself.
You just need to suck it up and be like, oof, just got to take that one on the chin. It's just one of those things.
Loads of times that I'm like, I have no right to be upset, but I silently am upset. But
I know I'm not supposed to be upset.
You be silently upset right now.
Also, you don't want it getting back. You don't want to have an argument with your boyfriend and then it getting back to the couple that you're bummed out about not being invited, because then they'll be like, why on earth does she think that she would ever be invited when we've never met her?
You
don't want stuff like that happening. So you just need to say to your boyfriend, like, oh God, I really would love to have gone, but I do get why I'm not invited, but I'm pissed off.
Oh yeah, I would be like to Jamie, like, oh, I'm so upset I'm not going.
Yeah.
But you can't be annoyed at them. For going. He's got to just suffer the consequences too. No. Okay, bride or bridezilla? Okay, well, she found her dress.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
And guys, it was really the opposite of what I thought I'd go for.
Everyone says this.
You guys don't know what I thought I was going to go for, so that won't give anything away.
After you had the wedding, can you please like show what you were going to do? Have you ever seen those posts that people do, like the dresses that didn't make it, and then they show all the ones they tried on?
Oh my God, I haven't really. Yeah, my mum's been like taking the Pinterest photos and the videos. And it's really shocking, her photo skills. So I might need to, maybe I should go to a couple.
Go back.
It's only my second dress shop, so I'm almost like, but I just.
No, if you found the one, you found the one, you know.
Yeah, that. I said yes to the dress team.
Very quickly.
Oh, and also, guys, we've had, so that was a bit of a lovely
bridal.
That was
a lovely uplifting moment.
Lovely uplifting. Then we had a bit of a bridezilla moment. It wasn't so much of a bridezilla moment, it's just a bit of a. Oh,
a bit of a hiccup.
Jamie's cousin has got the wedding date that we wanted.
So what's going to happen with that?
Well, we're obviously going to have to not have that date, but Jamie's
response was... Have you booked the venue or anything? I'm confused.
No, we haven't booked it. We're going out next week to book it. But like, that is the wedding. That's like, I was set on that day. Mm-hmm. And I know that they were available then. I'm not sure if they're available the week before or after, which is a bit bum out anyway, because his poor family are going to have to go to 2 weddings in a 2 weekends, but that's who cares. But yeah, anyway, Jamie was like, it's all right, we can still do it that day. I was like, we can't do it on your cousin's wedding day. Like, I want to go to their wedding.
But you should have learnt your lesson, put out your save dates sooner.
It's in over a year.
Don't care. This is sort of shit's happening, Sophie.
Yeah, this short shit is happening.
You need to get on with it. Send out the safe dates.
His dad did warn us. I know. Give me 2 weeks and that'll be out.
Okay.
That'll be out. Okay, come on.
Waiting by the mailbox for mine to come through. So, Sophie already knows this, but I'm just going to tell you guys. Basically, I'm I'm a born again psycho. I don't know what's going on. It's just like this so psycho girlfriend cloud over me. It's happening to Sophie as well.
And two of my other friends.
And it's happening to my brother's girlfriend as well. So we're all in it together.
Shut up. So she said it's happening.
Yeah. Okay, so I can't even describe it, but it's like, it's almost like I've imagined him cheating on me and I just... It's like, it's become real in my brain.
Yeah, you're
right?
Angry.
So I am so angry with him. He's done nothing wrong, bless his little heart. The other night I came home, I went back to his after a night out. I'd been quite drunk. I got back at 11:45, so like wasn't horrendously fine. Late. He was already awake. It was fine. He'd been out for a couple beers, but wasn't drunk. I was hammered. Started drinking very early on in the evening. I get back. I'm lying on the bed and like he's talking to me and he's got a makeup wipe and he's trying to take my makeup off for me, which is so sweet. Like, no, bless Toby. His soul. I know. So he's like trying to wipe my face, like get this makeup off. And I must have like sort of closed my eyes and like semi-passed out, woken back up again. And then I go, get off me, Swedish boy. And I think I told him to fuck off.
Swedish
and I called him
boy.
Swedish boy.
Why did you call him a Swedish boy?
Because he's blonde. I don't know.
Sorry,
when I was drunk?
Sorry. No. I need to take a moment. You went, get off me, Swedish boy. I'm fully dead. Sorry, that's the most random
I know.
Thing I've ever heard.
And apparently he just looked at me and was like, he said to me now, he was like, I obviously knew you were drunk. So he was like, I had to learn how to fake a strop to be like, ah. Oh. So then he huddles like under the car.
Get!
Faces the other way. And is like, no, it's true. So I then go into the loo, take off all my makeup off, like brush my teeth, get ready for bed.
Do you remember this?
All I remember is coming back into the bedroom being like, did we just have an argument? And he's like, you just called me Swedish boy and told me to fuck off. And I was like, I'm so sorry, I love you so much.
You went, fuck off Swedish boy, I'm sorry, it's the most random thing. It's almost like you were in a dream, you were like sleep talking, like you pass out.
No, I don't think I said fuck off, I was like, get off me Swedish boy. But
get off me Swedish boy is beyond...
I know, but also so, like, bizarre. I was like, it's kind of a backhanded compliment, because I do say he looks Swedish, because he's so beautiful and blonde, but I was just like, oh my god. Anyway, then I was like, I'm so sorry, I love you so much.
Have you ever called him Swedish boy as a joke? Like, as a little cuteness?
Now it's like a joke. I'm like, no, none of it. I say it in, like, the third person, so I'm like, nothing for Swedish boy today. Like, I'm like... Yeah, it's really funny. And then, what day was it that I called you the next morning?
Yesterday.
I messaged you and I was like, yesterday morning, guys. I don't know what happened. I think it's my hormones. Okay, I'm on my period. So, like, this psycho is just, it's just happening.
It's raveling
in. It's just within me. And there's no controlling her. And yesterday morning, I woke up and I was just, like, in the worst mood. I can't even describe it. So, I've been having these awful like daydreams are vivid that are where I like can imagine Toby cheating on me and I can like see it in my brain that he's like, oh no, I can hear it. So I've told Sophie this. So I keep getting this repetitive like daydream that he butt dials me and I can hear him sleeping with another girl and I can hear it on the phone and it's really vivid and horrible. I think the reason why I'm having these thoughts is we know someone who's recently been cheated on, so I think it's like really affected me and like made me paranoid.
Yeah.
So, I keep having that, which just like he obviously hasn't done
Sorry,
it and
is
doesn't
it a
know
bit
that.
Like euphoria as well, because maybe that's like playing into
maybe
it.
A lot of things actually like affect my brain like more than I think they do when I like listen to them or hear stories. Like it seeps in there anyway.
Yeah, your subconscious as well.
So I'm like livid with him, and he hasn't done anything wrong. And we went to bed that night. I woke up in the morning and I was in a really bad mood anyway because of my period. And I was just like, I just hate life. I just hate myself. Like, you know, we all have
I'm
those
puffy,
days.
I'm gross, I feel
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We all have those days. And so it was that. And then I was also just like pissed off with him because of this daydream that I kept having. And I woke up and I was just like, I'm in a... I think he went to cuddle me and I went, no, I'm in a really bad mood.
At least you said it, whereas I just...
Yeah. I just admitted it. And he was like, okay. And then, like, the whole morning, like, we were getting ready to leave. Like, I was getting ready to leave and so was he. So, like, we had, like, half an hour off. We woke up to, like, leave the house. So it wasn't like we had time to, like, converse or, like, have an argument or anything. Which he would obviously not argue with me because I was just like, I'm in a bad mood. But then when I left, I was like, all right, bye, love you. Like, like...
Did he say anything?
And then I saw him at the end of last night and he was like, well, are we still in a bad mood? And I was like, a little bit. Because you know when like someone asks you that, I like makes
and then
you like,
you're
I've got to carry on with it. No. I've got to commit to the bad mood now.
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah,
when that
100%.
Happens? You know when you're younger and you're stroppy, and then like you want to join in the fun, but you've got to commit to the strop. So you're like, no, I'm not talking to you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
totally. Or like you're upset and like you start laugh at something, and then like your parents look and you're like,
Yeah. I've got to commit to the fact that I'm like in a bad mood.
Oh my god.
Anyway,
so
it was fine. I'm in a bad mood now. Yeah, I love him again.
You love the Swedish Roy.
I love the Swedish voice.
Get off me, Swedish voice is so funny. Because also I know you so much when you're drunk and you're so aggressive. Like she would have literally like shoved him and been like, get off me, Swedish boy.
tiny girl
going crazy.
Tiny ball of fire.
If anyone else has had the psycho cloud this week, let us know, because we've both had it and quite a few people have. So there's something in the air.
I can really relate to anything that's psycho-y at the moment. And I'm going to rate my bottle of water as a 10 out of 10 because it's hydrating me lovely.
I was gasping for one the whole way through this podcast. So I'm rating mine a 0. I'm going to get myself some water now. Love you guys.
Bye guys, love you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.